misunderstand what we trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
Hey, you sexy bees. You guys know what time it is. It's time for the quickest hour in internet radio. And it really does go by quick because we always end up talking about something and having to get cut off. I'm Miss B out of the D, and I've got my co-host Greg. He's back in the OKC. What's up, Greg?
How's it going? Good to be back
it
home.
Is going, it is going good. Daylight saving, and I'm saying it correctly, daylight saving time is I'm getting adjusted. As you can hear, my children are not getting adjusted.
Uh-huh.
But I have, because I have not changed my sleep schedule, and I'm going to tell people, I want you to understand, if you work a schedule, first of all, if you're one of those states, which is most of them, there's only that don't, that observes daylight saving time. If you have an early morning schedule like I do, I get up at between 4:30 and 5 in the morning, and I start work at 6:30. So in order to keep that schedule, on the weekend, the first week of it, which I do it anyway, but the first week of it, you really need to stick to your bedtime schedule and your getting up schedule. My Sunday schedule is different because of the show, but I still don't deviate a whole lot. My routine stays the same. And that includes, like, I think I've talked about before, I have blackout curtains throughout my entire house. Which means regardless of what time of day it is, if I close the curtains in my house goes dark. And I do that so that my body will get used to the time. Remember, our bodies go with the daylight. We think it's actually the time of day, but it goes with the daylight. And when me making my house dark at 7 p.m., like, now my curtains are open because naturally if I'm doing this show, I can't have them closed. Not with my children running around here acting like they don't have no good sense. But once this show is over, my curtains will be closed. But what I will tell you is that it has really helped. Like, this morning where I know people say, oh, get your rest on the weekend and all this and all that. Okay, let me tell you something. The only time you need your rest on the weekend and don't go by routine is when you're retired. And I say this not because I'm not about relaxation, but retired people have a different schedule. If you have a job, I'm not going to say 9-to-5 because I don't think there's many people that still work traditional 9-to-5 jobs. I don't work 9-to-5.
Hell
I don't think Greg works 9-to-5. If you work. So I would say if you work and you know you have to be at work at a certain time and you have to be in bed by a certain time, then you should keep your – whatever your weekend is. And when I say whatever your weekend, if your weekend falls in the middle of the week, those days that you have off in the middle of the week, you should still be acting as if you're getting up and going to work. Now, you can relax a little bit more. I can tell you on the weekend, the difference between my weekend days and my weekdays is that, okay, I'm not getting dressed. I'm not doing that. But I am getting out of bed a little bit later, but getting up, I am getting up. My body is waking up.
Oh, yeah.
And this really helps with the adjustment because a lot of people have a hard time adjusting, and one of the reasons is because they don't have normal schedules. And I've noticed that people who don't have regular schedules, you'll hear them say, oh, I can't adjust to this. This is driving me nuts. Okay, you have to trick your body. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Our bodies, you have to trick them. The beauty of me having my house dark, and when I say dark, the rooms that have the most light, there's only one room that gets a lot of light that does not have blackout curtains, but I still close those blinds. Like, my kitchen does not have blackout curtains, but all of the bedrooms in my home, and I say all of the bedrooms, have blackout curtains. My family room, which is the biggest room in my house that has light on both ends, that room, you go in that room, you going to sleep. The dogs hate that room because they know when them curtains are closed, it's time to go to bed. They do. They hate it. Yeah. They like, this bitch putting us to bed.
Yep. See, I got home, Wednesday, and Thursday, Friday, I went to work, and I was struggling because, I mean, everybody, with daylight savings, jumped forward in an hour. Me coming back from Hawaii, I had to jump forward 5 hours.
Because you were really on a different time zone, so yours was crazier.
Yeah, and trust me, I hopefully caught up all that sleep on both Saturday and today. Because past 2 days, I'm running behind as far as getting my stuff done. So, and I normally get up at roughly 3:45 to 4 a.m. Central Time. So I can be at work at 7 and get off at 3:30.
And I could tell you it is rough. I mean, it is really rough. But I do want to say something. And this is something that me and Greg go through every year because, again, we don't have children at home. And I say this because a lot of times people say, you should understand. I can't speak for nobody but me and Greg. We really don't keep up when Easter is, okay? Let's just keep it real. We know it's a Sunday. We know it falls sometime after Fat Tuesday. That's what we know.
Uh-huh.
Now, we had children at home. We could tell you the exact damn day, okay? Because we would have some children remind us because they got a school break coming up. We don't have children at home.
Yep.
So I had to look on the calendar, and I'm saying this for Greg's benefit. I had to look on the calendar because I was like, what the hell is Easter?
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? Easter is on the 31st of March this year.
Yes.
So that means there are certain times we don't have shows. We don't have show the 2 weeks in December during the Christmas. We normally don't have a show on Super Bowl Sunday. We have one this year because I was mad at y'all and I didn't give a fuck. Let's just put that out there. I did not give a fuck. We had one.
We still had a show.
We still had a show on Super Bowl Sunday this year. The first time in a long time we didn't have a show on the Super Bowl Sunday. But we had a show on the Super Bowl Sunday. But the one that we do stick to is we will not have a show on Easter Sunday. So on the 31st of March, we will not have a show. We will have a show next week, but the 31st of March, we will not have one. Not because we're overly religious people, but because we do believe in observing that day. I mean, first of all, you will notice on Easter Sunday, now, if you want to see how unified this country is, and I'm saying this because, let me get a little political, but without getting political, we do a whole lot of shit in this country, but guess what? On Easter Sunday, I bet each and every one of your goddamn local TV stations, I don't care who's running it, regardless of their political party, I'm willing to bet that there's some type of programming on that have, and your broadcasters are not at work on Easter Sunday. Now, they'll be at work on Christmas. They'll be at work all these other days. Easter Sunday, they ain't going to be there. I'm willing to bet it's going to be some type of programming. But see, everybody wants to talk about, I'm Democrat, I'm Republican, I'm independent, I'm atheist, I'm all this. Yeah, but all you motherfuckers have Easter Sunday off, okay?
Uh-huh.
Y'all be unified on that. Just keep it real.
Yeah. Well, that's saying, I'm Christian, and I used to work for a church. So you were there every Sunday, especially.
You were there on Easter Sunday.
Oh, always. You had to turn on the AC or the heat throughout that whole building for all the Sunday school classes and the main sanctuary and turn on all the lights and all that stuff. And even though it doesn't sound like I work for a church, but I did.
But I just want to put it out there, this is when you'll look on your TV station and you'll be looking for you'll be looking for your broadcasters. I kid you not. You'll be looking for them on Easter Sunday, and you'll be like, what's this? It's going to be some type of program. It's going to be – now, it might not be religious. Let me put that out there. It may not be religious. But it's going to be – it's going to feed the children. For charity work. There might even be an Easter service on, depending on the nature of your station.
Uh-huh.
But rest assured, your broadcasters, they ain't going to be there. They recorded it.
Yeah. And see, here in Oklahoma, the station that I like to watch, they used to be on the air from like 5 a.m. to 8 a.m. Then Sunday morning started. Now they're only on from 7 to 8 on Sundays.
Oh, wow.
And it's like, yeah. Now the other stations, they start at 4 or 5 o'clock on Sundays, and they're on for about 3 hours. So,
the station that I watch here, I will, you know, we're not saying the name of our stations, but the station that I watch on Sunday, they're on the air from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they go straight through. This morning, they really caught my eye because I'm waiting to see if something pops up. Something actually happened not too far from my home, which it's amazing how things happen, and they will talk about it on some news stations, but not on others. There was there was actually a shooting and a death out where I live at, and I live in a small town.
Wow.
Everybody knows that. But it was at a nightclub. It was at a nightclub, and they said it happened inside this nightclub. The funny thing is that I've driven past that place. It used to be a really good Mexican restaurant, and it closed down, and now it's a nightclub. So I was like, okay, it should be something online about this. The only place they talked about was on this one TV station. And I'm like, I want to hear because, for one, I went back. I was, you know, they say curiosity. I didn't go drive past it. Let's make that clear because I wasn't that curious. But I went online. So I was like looking at the reviews. The reviews for this place is horrible. And it's all about their food. They're like, their food is overpriced, and they don't know why they call it this. They was like, maybe it's good as a club, but their food sucks. I'm like, oh, shit. No, don't order food from there either. Because, I mean, all the reviews about their food is like, their food is overpriced and it sucks, and maybe it's better at a nightclub than it is for certain food. They was like, the price of their food is. So I was looking on their Facebook page and stuff, and I saw this, and I was like, okay. In my mind, I was like, I understand where I live. You know, every area needs a good nightclub. But I looked at the videos, and I was like, I was like, okay. I was like, I don't think I would be going there. And when I say I don't think I would be going there, it's, okay, let me just put it like this. I do know what it's like to go to a club, people, and I do know about bottle service and all that. That doesn't look like the type of club I would be getting bottle service at, okay? I'm just saying. What I saw on the inside was not, and maybe because I do travel to Vegas a lot, let's just make it clear, maybe because I travel to Vegas a lot, and the clubs in downtown Detroit that do offer bottle service are clubs that I'm used to. Again, let's put that out there. This, I looked at and I was like, okay, maybe it's me. Maybe I've gotten a little bit more mature. Maybe that video was just at a bad angle. I wasn't impressed. So I'm not impressed with the video that I saw at the club, and the reviews on the food is bad. Okay, note to self, find the closest titty bar and go get some food.
Also,
I'm going to say happy St. Patrick's Day to all of the Irish people out there, and we're all Irish today. We all know that. I will say that normally I would have, and we all know I normally make my own corned beef on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
I did not do it this year. The reason why I did not, because everyone is aware that I do Meatless Monday. So I would have had to really found a really, really small corn to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know what? The money I'm going to pay for the corned beef, and yeah, I would eat for a couple of days. Let me just go and get me a good sandwich.
Yeah.
I should have known when I looked online at this place I was going to get my sandwich from not to get it. But, again, I had to remember her. He had made some soft ass on some things. I ordered my sandwich from this place. They're known. And I'm going to say it because this is a place that a lot of people may not know. I read online, so I had to realize the difference. There's a place called The Bread Basket. And they're supposed to be like this big corned beef pastrami. You know, it's supposed to be a good place. Now, back in the day, the original location, which is in Oak Park, Michigan, was where they had the bomb ass sandwiches. So I'm looking, well, the place in Oak Park has a disclaimer on their website that says, we are not affiliated with the chain of the Bread Basket. We are the original Bread Basket. We have never been, blah, 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 blah. So I did not want to drive to Oak Park. I was like, well, you know what? I know that at one point they were affiliated.
Yeah.
Before they became a chain. I regret that shit. I got my fucking sandwich today. I ate it. Will I be back? Note to self, fuck no. I will drive the 30 fucking miles to Oak Park, Michigan if I feel the need to have another fucking sandwich. That shit was horrible. And my girlfriend a few years ago had bought me a sandwich from there. And I thought it was because it was cold when she got it to me. It ain't because it was cold when she got it to me. That shit was horrible. I know what fucking corned beef tastes like. I don't know what the fuck they were doing. It did not taste bad, but apparently they just threw some session in some water. I don't even think they used the fucking seasoning pack to come with the goddamn corned beef, okay? That shit just was not good. And
well,
maybe
funny.
I've been used to making my own, but I could just tell you that I won't be going back there. I'm glad I did not put a tip on there. And see, can somebody explain to me why the fuck when I do a carry out order, why do I need to give the fucking carry out a goddamn tip?
That ain't no shit.
I don't even know why do I need to give the carry out a fucking tip? So
yeah.
I did not give a tip, which I'm glad I did not give a tip because the food was not tip worthy. The food wasn't even worth what I fucking paid for it. And I'm just going to say that. And I ate it. I ate it because I don't like to waste food. But what I will tell you, will I be going back? No. I've had my corned beef. It's not like I eat corned beef on a regular basis. So as they say there, it's not like a big loss there. But rest assured, St. Patrick's Day falls on a Monday, I believe, next year, which means I will be doing Meatless Monday. So I really won't probably be eating corned beef next year.
Yeah.
I can tell you, there's some straight up bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
I won't be going back.
I went to all the grocery stores out here by me both Friday, Saturday, and, I didn't even mess with today, but nobody had corned beef where I could cook it.
Well, I know you were out of town, but.
Yeah, so I ended up buying some two racks of baby rack ribs, and I put teriyaki sauce on them, put them in the crock pot, and that's what I'm eating tonight and the next day or two. So this the first year I've never had corned beef, but when I got my barbecue last night at the place out here, he had corned beef brisket, and I got brisket and smoked sausage. So technically I did have corned beef brisket.
You did have corned beef.
I did not cook it. And that's been tradition for 50 plus years.
Hey. Well, Hawaii was beautiful. Which I could chalk that to Hawaii was beautiful and it was worth it.
Oh, good time. I mean, tried different foods that I've never had before. Still didn't do the pokey. Went to a pizza place and they were shut down. And I was like, are you kidding me? Well, let's just get Domino's or Pizza Hut. And it's like, no, I want local. So I tried to buy everything local and help support those people. And the farmers markets, man, are awesome.
See, you know why I want to go to Hawaii? And we all know that I'm not a big Hawaii fan. I've made that clear. But I would like to go and go to a real luau. And the reason why, and when I say a real luau, you know exactly what I'm talking about, where they got the pig in the ground, because pig in the ground coming out, the meat falling off, is a totally different taste than this shit we eat here.
Yes, yes, I agree. And
so
when I looked
up
prices, we looked at prices over in Kona for that, and for a luau, it was like per person, like $225.
Ooh,
and
wow.
And that's for the Oso and the food.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's like, no, I don't need to do that.
See, I would like to go, and I've got friends over there. So, what I would probably do before I went, I would probably call somebody and let them know ahead of time. That's why I want it, because sometimes families do their own luaus. They have the public luaus that, you know, you could pay to go to, and then they have the family luaus.
Yes.
And I'm
with you on that. That would probably be better. And even though I did not make it over to Oahu, I do have a friend from high school that's where she lives. So next time I'm over there, I'm going to get with her and find out if they've got somewhere on that island that does actually a good luau, whether it be private or pay for it.
Because the main island is always going to be more. And for anybody who doesn't understand, anytime you're on the main island, because it's really set up for the tourists, even though a lot of people live there.
Yeah.
They know tourists come because they want that Hawaiian feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, and I'm not mad at them. Their job is to make money. I mean, let's just keep it real. But if you get with the locals and the natives,
yeah,
they also do their own luaus.
Yeah.
And for those of y'all who say, what's the difference between a luau is a barbecue, okay, people? But instead of having a barbecue pit, they got the pig in the ground.
Oh, yeah. Wrapped
and they
in
do,
bananas.
Do the traditional dancing. They do the tradition. I mean, it really is a big party. I mean, I have never been to one, so that's why I would like to go to one. But I do know the difference. But at the end of the day, yes, it's a barbecue. They just call it a luau, okay?
Yep.
So, Let me bring in Randy. Hey, Randy.
Hey, beautiful. How you doing?
I'm doing good. The Michigan weather don't know if it's winter, spring, or summer, but I mean, but shit. I'm doing good. I mean, today I think it's back winter. I mean, we didn't get snow. Some people got snow. We didn't get snow, but I'm looking at this wind, and I've been waiting on this wind. I've been, like, it's bad when you have to brace for your power to go out. Like, I'm bracing. The wind now starting to pick up. I'm like, oh, shit, I might lose power in the middle of the night. We know I'm not worried about that, but still. You have to brace for that because even, and I want to say something, just because I have a full house generator, I still have to brace for the power to go out. Because when it goes out, I need to get information. I need to know how long is it anticipated, you know. And I have to check on other people, so I kind of like it to go out when I'm actually awake and up. Because it goes out when I'm not awake, then I have to call and check on my mother. And my grandmother is here now. So, you know, that means I got to make sure that my other two bedrooms that are normally pretty much junk rooms, let's just call it the way it is, I have to make sure those beds are ready for people. So,
yeah.
I've been looking. I'm like, okay, as me if my house is clean, it's clean enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at the end of the day, and I know people will say I'm so wrong, but at the end of the day, if my mother and my grandmother had to come, they would go to my basement. Not because I think they should be in the basement, but because I have dogs. My dogs don't go to the basement. So putting my grandmother and my mother in my basement is the better place to put them. For one, there's a bathroom down there, so they could do everything. There's a fridge down there, so I could put stuff in the fridge for them. There is a king-size bed down there. There is a 55-inch TV. They have the ability to come without dogs hopping in the bed with them, okay? They have everything you could want. I could go put food in the fridge for them. They have a bathroom. They have a TV. And if they want chairs to sit in, I could throw a couple of chairs down there. I got chairs all around. And I got cable. That's all that matters, okay? So,
that's true.
I mean, now, I know people would say, oh, you just go throw your mom and your grandmother in the basement. No, but I have to look at it. I have two dogs. I get up at 4:30 in the morning. I actually have three dogs. My dogs are my children. My dogs don't have boundaries. And when I say my dogs don't have boundaries, my dogs are more than welcome to hop in my bed, okay? As a matter of fact, my two 70-pound dogs sleep in my bed every night. They are not kicked out of the bed. Therefore, since my dogs sleep in my bed every night, and I know that other bedroom, because when my daughter is here and she's in the other bedroom, they happen to be in with her. The dogs that are part of me and my daughter's family understand that they are not, there's no place they're restricted. The only place they're not allowed to go is the basement in my house. Aside from that, the whole main floor, there is no place they can go. If they can't go, like the room that my daughter sleeps in normally, that room door is closed because they do like to make a mess. And, yes, I do have stuff that they can tear up in there. But when she visits, if she spends the night, oh, that room is ready and clean. And they happen to be in with her. So would I put my grandmother and my mother in that room? No, for one, that's a full-size bed, which means somebody would still have to go to the basement because I'm not giving up my king-size bed, okay? Just not doing it. I'm not giving up my king size bed with my 50-inch TV. I'm keeping it real. I'm not doing that. I have a 50-inch TV in my bedroom. I'm not moving to the bedroom with a 32-inch TV. The TV in my basement is 55 inches, okay? But again, I'm not moving down there because I don't allow my dogs to go down there.
Yep. I'd almost turn that around, Miss B. I'd take your 50-inch in your bedroom down to the basement, get the 55-inch up in your bedroom, be good to go.
No, the 55-inch is the older TV. So that 55-inch used to be in my family room. So it got moved to my basement because I have a 65-inch in my family room. That TV is not a smart TV. Even though I have Roku on it, I have the Roku thing on it. But that is, actually, that's the oldest TV in my house right now. So with that being the oldest, no. It's where it needs to be, in a room that I don't use that much.
There you go. It'll have a longer life down there.
Yeah, because, I mean, that TV gets cut on maybe once a month. And that's when I go down there. Like, when I'm doing stuff down there, I cut it on. And I do make sure, like, I need to go back down there because I've had a power outage in the past couple of weeks. What I need to do is I have to go down there and I have to cut the Roku on and I have to reprogram it. Because, see, Comcast thought they were sick. Oh, you got all these TVs. No, I actually have three Comcast boxes. I have one in my home office. I have one in my family room and one in my bedroom. the table that's in the room that my daughter is in and in my basement and on my deck when I work outside are all of Roku. And I tell everybody, I wasn't paying for all them boxes any longer. Why should I make them rich? And the only reason why I have it in my office is because I'm in my office more than any place else.
Yeah, trust me, I love my Roku. I mean,
Roku is
awesome.
Like the best thing that's out there. If it weren't for the fact that I love my cable also, I would literally get rid of my cable and just have my Roku, because you can see so much stuff on Roku, you can pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that it's things I want to see, and I've gotten spoiled. I ain't gonna lie, I've gotten spoiled. Like my grandmother is gonna be here until September, so she told her mother that she's paying for cable. My mother doesn't have cable. I can't remember the last time my mother had cable. I'm being honest. My mom did not know how long my grandmother was going to be here. I have my grandmother's itinerary. My mom didn't have it. My grandmother just went and bought my mom a big TV for her family room because she said she needs something to watch when they're in there, and she was tired of watching that smaller TV. And she said, we need to get cable. My mom said she wasn't getting cable. I had to inform my mother when my grandmother was going back home. It was funny. She said, are you serious? I was like, yes. I was like, I have her itinerary. This is what day she goes back home. She wasn't prepared for that. So.
Let me ask you guys something. This sort of happened recently, and I could be wrong on this. What do you think of Dollar Tree and Family Dollar closing its doors?
It's expected.
Huh?
I mean, it was expected. What I would tell you was that was a bad move when Family Dollar bought. I mean, when Dollar Tree bought Family Dollar, that was the worst move they could have done. And I say that because they bought Family Dollar thinking that they were going to increase their buyers. But Family Dollar was already, let me just put my opinion out there. I will catch flack for this, so I will stand by it. Family Dollar is a fucked up ass store. They have been fucked up for years. You go into a Family Dollar, I have yet to go into a Family Dollar. I don't care what city. This is how you know that Family Dollar is a fucked up individual store. Because, see, I could go to the burbs, and I live in the burbs. I go to a Family Dollar by my house right now. It's a hot-ass fucking mess. I could go to the really, really rich burbs and go into a Family Dollar. It's a hot-ass fucking mess. Family Dollar has always been a hot mess. I don't know what Dollar Tree thought they was doing when they bought Family Dollar. But whatever they thought they was going to do, it backfired on them. Now, I do feel for the low-income neighborhoods, because I will tell you, Family Dollar is normally in neighborhoods where, even when in your affluent communities, the Family Dollar location is normally closer to where the low-income individuals live in those affluent communities. I do feel for them, but I also say that Family Dollar Tree should have looked more at what they were doing when they were bought Family Dollar, and should have had some type of restructuring plan in place. And I don't think they realized how fucked up it was until they got it.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. Family Dollar is, I haven't been in one in at least 10 years. Now Dollar Tree, I'll go, but. Oh, Dollar Tree, go buy your peroxide from them. Well, shit, I can go to Walmart and get it cheaper than Dollar Tree.
Yes.
So, I mean, you better know your prices.
I mean, sometimes when I go to the Family Dollar.
And see, I go to Dollar General. Dollar General is better than Family Dollar.
Yes.
Remember the bleach that Dollar Tree had. Did they downsize to a smaller bottle and start charging $125? It's still $1 at Dollar Tree. I mean, at Dollar General.
Yes.
So I go to Dollar General and I get my bleach. I just think, I really don't think that they looked at it from the standpoint of, I really thought that because, now, I will say as a person who has shopped at Family Dollar back in the day, Family Dollar used to be a good place, like if you wanted to go buy like quick things, like if, let's say Family Dollar was the equivalent to what Kresge's used to be, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And they went worse than that, which I didn't think you could get worse than Kresge's, but they did. And instead of them being like Kresge's, they were just not the place that I would go. I mean, I'm going to be honest. There was nothing, I would say wholeheartedly. Family Dollar is where you go at the very, very last minute because ain't nobody else open. And you better hope and pray they got what you want, okay? That's the way I look at it.
I mean, sometimes I go to a Family Dollar, they don't have the stuff that you really need in stock.
It's a hot mess.
Yeah, most of the ones out here.
It used to be good, like, if you wanted to pick up baby stuff, I will say, like, if you knew somebody with a newborn baby, that's what I used to go for. Like, if somebody was getting ready to have a baby and you want to get, like, the little things for the baby, like the little rattles and the pacifiers and all that stuff, that's what they were good for me. And then I realized that shit started not being good. So it's one of those things where I don't think they realized how fucked up they were. I'm just going to be honest. I really don't think that Dollar General really did a deep dive into how fucked up Family Dollar is.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Out here, all the Family Dollars have shut down, and we have two Dollar Trees in roughly the same areas. And then we got more Dollar Generals out here now, and Dollar General is going more towards the rural areas.
Right, and what they're doing also, Dollar General is also starting to carry more groceries because they want to cater to those areas that normally don't have a big grocery store or cannot afford that groceries in a grocery store. So I saw a Dollar General that is in one of the suburbs that's north of me. And I was like, oh, when they do that? And my daughter said, yeah, they said they were doing that. And I know they said they were going to do that more in the rural communities. So Dollar General is actually looking at who they service more. But Dollar General, to me, has always been more of a community-based business, if that makes sense. They cater to their community.
Yep. Now you got to be careful when you hit a Dollar or Dollar General when they have fresh produce, because they're higher than a lot of other people.
But normally, if they're doing that, but where they're at, I mean, if that's all people can get, at least they're getting something.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like that they're doing the higher prices, but at least these communities are able to get something.
Yeah.
And I was walking down my old neighborhood recently, and everywhere I go, there's no supermarket. It's still like a food desert. So what round the neighborhood, what used to be a supermarket, is now a Dollar General.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What used to be a supermarket, I remember. That's probably the only place they can get food. I mean, at a decent price, at least in my old neighborhood.
And see, in Detroit, they have started back, which I'm hoping more metropolitan cities will do it. And because I'm in Detroit, I don't hear about what other cities are doing, so I'm just going to also say that I'm not seeing other cities don't do it. I'm saying I only hear about what's going on here when it comes down to this. But we have a lot of urban farms inside of the city of Detroit now. Mm-hmm. And the city of Detroit is in the process of passing an ordinance allowing people to have chickens so they can raise them for eggs. So the urban farms are coming back. Like, we already have sheep in the city of Detroit. So I always tell people, I've already known about sheep and goats because, see, you can actually hire. Like, if you have a big parcel of land and you want to have it taken down, you can actually hire the person who has the sheep and the goats to bring them to your property. As long as it's fully fenced in, they will bring the sheep and the goats in to graze on it to get your grass down, which I think is fabulous because guess what? Yeah, you got to pay them to bring them in, but what you're paying is far less than what you're going to pay to have it cut, and they get to eat.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, Detroit is going back to having more urban farms. And I'm glad they're doing it. I ain't going to lie. I'm glad they're doing it. I wish they were doing it when I lived there. But the fact that they're doing it, I'm still happy about it because it is a food desert. And the major grocery stores can't service everybody because of the locations that they put them in. So to have these pockets, like when I lived there, we did have the farmer's market. But that was only during the spring, and that was like only 1 or 2 days a week. Our big farmer's market, which is downtown Detroit, well, really it's more the east side of Detroit, but we say it's downtown. It's open year-round, but if you don't have a car, you can't get there. And then you got the person like me. I'm the ultimate lazy person, okay? I ain't going to lie. I'm the ultimate lazy person. So you get the ultimate lazy person who has the car. And I don't go there. But, again, that's by choice that I don't go there, not because I don't want to. I remember going there growing up. I remember going there a lot. I choose not to go because I am the ultimate lazy person. You know, and a lot of people say, why would I say that? Keep it real. I'm the ultimate lazy person. And by the time I spend my gas to go down there, I do have a couple of farmers markets that are not that far from me where I live at. Where all they sell are fruits and vegetables year-round.
Mm-hmm.
So I do have a couple near me. So unlike when I lived in Detroit where, and believe it or not, there are two actual farmers markets inside of the city of Detroit, at least there used to be. I tell people, you got to know where they are.
Mm.
But the problem, as with anything, are the people who steal. Like, I want to know, and I'm going to change the subject, because I have this question. I really did not think, and maybe because, again, I'm dealing with a different group of people, I really did not think that the shoplifting of clothes was that big of a thing until they caught like, a group of people that were stealing from Lululemon. First of all, I do not like Lululemon. I think they should have overpriced. I don't understand why the fat-ass white women need to wear yoga pants or leggings all day long anyway at an expensive-ass price. And, yes, I said the fat-ass white women because let me tell you something. I went on and tried on a pair of leggings at Lululemon, and they are not made for women who got asses, okay? Not wide asses. They only made for women who are about a size 2 with fat asses, okay? If you got a hump on your back, it's not made for you. So the fact that people are stealing from these stores, I'm like, well, shit, who you selling this to? Because you ain't selling them to nobody like me. I'm going to be honest. I know you're not to somebody like me because I can't fit shit out of Lululemon. And really, I ain't seen shit that I really want out of Lululemon. To be honest.
Yeah.
And maybe because I'll say this. If the company is listening, y'all need to give me an endorsement because I'm always endorsing you guys. I love 32 Degrees. That is who I get a lot of my stuff from, is 32 Degrees. And they are very economical. They also do a lot of recycled materials. But see, 32 Degrees is made for everybody. see, you can have an ass and wear 32 degrees, and you can have no ass at all and wear 32 degrees. You could be a man and have 32 degrees. They sell winter coats. They sell spring coats. They sell children's stuff. They're a small company, but I've been buying from them since I fell in love with them at Costco. Yes, I said I fell in love with them at Costco. And I was like, I wonder if this, you know, some things the Costco seller, it's not just a Costco brand. Now, the stuff I buy from them from Costco, they do make just for Costco because they don't have that on their website. But shop on their website, I have these winter coats that I wear. And, like, if I'm just running around and I don't want to throw on my my Columbia, because we all know Columbias are great and they're hot as hell. Like,
oh, yeah.
You put on your Columbia, it's going to be cold outside. This is a little bit lighter than the Columbia that I wear, but it's nice. And I think I paid $20 for this coat, and it's a three-quarter length. So I actually, and they have packable coats. And these are the coats that we, when I go to Vegas in the winter, because I don't always need a full-length coat. Sometimes I just need a little light jacket, but I need something that's not going to take up a lot of room. I can carry that with me. And it's actually a packable, recyclable coat, and I think I paid like $12 or $13 for it.
Yeah.
I swear by this company. So why the fuck would I go to Lululemon? And the quality to me is better. When I say I love 32 degrees, 32 degrees is made for people like me.
Mm.
And like I said, they carry men's clothes. They're a very reasonable company. And I will say, like, you know how like Lululemon, you got to size up because they shit is not made for people like me. But like this, I have to size down with 32 degrees because I was like, oh, well, I should get it in this size. I bought like this extra large shirt. That was the biggest fucking mistake I made. I should have got a goddamn medium in this shirt. So when I order from 32 degrees, I know what I'm ordering.
Yep.
So I don't know why people send some Lululemon. I'm just going to be honest. Lululemon is made for women who don't have asses and chest. I'm serious. Women who don't have boobs and ass, you go to Lululemon. If your thing is anything bigger than a B cup and your hips are bigger than a dog on 32, you go to Lululemon.
I mean, I'll put it this way right now. We have Hispanic women up there where I work that do not need to be in yoga pants, and they are anywhere from 250 to 400 pounds. And it's, no, stop wearing that shit.
I never forget when my children were in school, they had this newsletter, and the 8th graders put out there, just because they made it in your size don't mean you should wear it.
Exactly.
And I am a firm believer, just because they make something your size don't mean you need to wear it. Because there are some things that just don't look good on everybody. I have seen stuff in pictures, and I'd be like, that shit look good. I have tried it on, and I'd be like, yeah, bitch, no. And I always tell people, your friends should be honest with you. I think the problem we have is that everybody is worried about people's feelings. I'm going to be honest. I think that we have gotten away from being honest with people.
No.
And when I say honest, we have gotten away from being honest with people. And that getting away from being honest is we don't tell people, like, let's feel like this. We all feel like we must be fucking the person that we talking to. And I say this, and y'all, and I've got two men on here, y'all understand what I'm saying. Because when you don't want that person that you're fucking to feel bad, and they say, does this look good on me? Baby, you look great in that. Yeah. We feel like every damn body we talking to now, we fucking. Because, see, everybody looks great at everything. Let me tell you, tell me if I look like the good you're blimping this shit, okay? If I look like I'm getting ready to have motherfucking 2 or 3 children, let me know. Bitch, nah, that ain't good.
Yeah. Well, normally, even tell a woman that, yeah, it's pretty much over. But I'm being honest. You don't need to be wearing that because it's not that flattering.
You don't look good.
I'm quick
to ask motherfuckers. See, I'm that bitch who be like, if you saw me wearing this, would you come? Is your dick gonna get hard? See, that's what I tell people. And I ask the woman, if you were into women and you saw me wearing this, would you want to eat my pussy? You know, let's just be honest. Is this something that you could see you seeing beyond that and saying, damn? Because, see, if I'm going to put something on, I want to know. Maybe the outfit is unnecessary for you to fuck me, but I want to know, do I look good enough to be fucked? Now, if the outfit says, run from this bitch, then no. And I understand that people will say, well, there are different people, different sizes. Okay, yes, there are chubby chasers. There are men who love full-size women.
Oh, yeah.
Again, what you wear in public, just because you like a full-size woman don't mean that everything she wears is sexy, okay?
Now, granted, women that are that big, that's about the only thing they can buy to actually wear. And it's skin tight. And it's like, once you go find
first
a pair of sweats that are baggy.
But see, I have seen some full-size women, and I'm going to be honest, they do make attractive clothing for full-size women. They cost more money. Let's just keep it real. As a person who is steady losing weight, and I can tell you, I'm like, oh, damn, I just bought a fucking swimsuit. I can tell the difference in this swimsuit and the one that I bought last year, price-wise.
Yeah.
I just bought a swimsuit for, like, $30.
Good.
It's less fucking material than what I had last year also, but...
Oh, now, here is the biggest people that push that stuff, and that is Victoria's Secret, Inc. And
I don't wear Victoria's Secret. I don't wear none of that shit because I can't fit it, and I believe that Victoria's Secret does not cater to full-size women. And
when
I say full-size women... They do not cater to full-size women, and I am not a Victoria Pink person. I'm not. Actually, I quit shopping at Victoria's Secret over 15 years ago, and the reason why I quit shopping there is because as I got bigger, and I'm just going to say this, as I got bigger, I realized that I could not wear Victoria's Secret stuff and look the way I want to look. I damn sure did not look like the woman in the picture, okay? And it wasn't cut for me either.
Yeah. Well, they do have nice, beautiful, voluptuous women that are plus size, but some are not that good looking, and pink is not going to help you out.
And it's their casual brand, though. And I will say my next-door neighbor, she bought me and my daughter both pink stuff last year. But, again, my next-door neighbor is not a skinny woman either. So what she bought us, believe it or not, we both can wear it. Why? Because she bought us big tops. She knows that we're not the let me hug and let me show you my stomach people anyway. So she did buy us flip tops. I actually, and I put on my top and I was like, oh, shit. Because I'm losing weight and she bought it before I started losing my weight. I was like, I ain't trying to be funny. I can't put my top no more. And she just started laughing at me. She was like, I was going to buy your top smaller. And she was like, I knew you was working on losing weight, but I didn't want to assume. I was like, that's all right. I was like, I'm still wearing it because I wear it to run around in. It actually works out good because I can wear a sports bra up underneath it and I can run around and not feel bad. But that's one of the very few items from Pink that I can wear. And like I said, it's because of what was bought. Overall, I'm not a Victoria's Secret person, I'll be honest. I cannot tell you the last time that I personally bought something. It's been more than 15 years. And it's been because of my size and what I used to buy from Victoria's Secret. This was before they got cheap, but they material also. And you men may remember this better than anybody else. Remember, and I stuck with it, so I'm probably that person who won't let go with this one down. But remember, I want to say in the late 1990s, early 2000s, Victoria's Secret started with the boyfriend nightshirt. The big nightshirt, but their nightshirt was silk.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And it was the sexiest thing that was out there. I always tell people, if you want to find sexy, to me, big is has the oversized, when it came down to nice shirts, has always been sexy to me. And I used to go there for that. Then they switched over to carrying satin shit. I'm like, well, I want my shit silk. You know, if I'm going to pay this much money, I want my shit silk. But yeah. I have not let go of that. I am that person who still wear the quote-unquote boyfriend sleep shirt. That's what I wear. I wear it for one, because I like the way it fits. Two, because I realize if I want to get laid, that's what I'm going to get laid in. I don't lie. You know, I have found out that shirt, if I really want to get a man's dick hard, it's just me. Okay, women, you might have something different. If I want to get a man's dick hard, let me show up in a trench coat with this nightshirt on up underneath this bitch. This is getting fucked well, okay? I'm probably not going to make it through the front door good. It's something about when I wear a nightshirt, and it has to be the one to button up. It can't be that shit that you pull over your head and shit. It's got to be the one that buttons up, that sexy shit. I wear that shit up underneath the damn trench coat. I'm getting fucked, okay? If I want to get fucked, I'm going to. If in my brain it says, yo, I want you to get fucked today, I'm going to Old Boy's house with a trench coat and a nice shirt to burn up underneath it. We're not going to make it past the foyer area at his house. That's my go-to. Now, I'm going to have some notes. And this has been consistent. But I don't know what I look sexy in. I've had this cosign for over 20 goddamn years.
Damn.
Oh yeah. It's something about me in a nightshirt. Like I said. I'm putting it out there, everybody. I know if I want to get laid, what I gotta wear. You know. And ladies, if you don't know, you better find out. I can make any fucking man fuck me if I got that on. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I'm walking in. It's something about me in a damn nightshirt. So we're gonna end on that note. There's not. I told y'all that's why this is the real talk show, because we definitely went into sex real quick. Don't ask me how. We went to the city limits and shit. But that's about how quick we do it. So I want everybody to have a great week. We will be back next week. It's the week before. We will talk about NCAA next week because they are making the choices for the NCAA tournament right now. So we'll be talking about that next week. So I want everybody to have a great week, and we'll be back.
by Lord.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby.